Welcome to Conversations with Toy, a blogcast tackling life one episode at a time. This is the time to air out life's craziest moments. This space is all about speaking about life's hang-ups and ways in which we can leave better than when we started. Topics are all about ways we can find space to be better in life, love, mental space, and health.
Happy Friday! I hope that you have had the most amazing week. I am Toy, the content creator, podcaster, blogger. I do a lot of things, wear a lot of hats, but I am ecstatic that you are here today to come and join in on the conversations. If this is your first time tuning in to Conversations with Toy, welcome. I hope that this is not your last. I have so much content on here on this podcast, from mental health and wellness, lifestyle. We talk about stress. We talk about therapy. We talk about all things because I want this space to be a safe space for you to be seen and to be heard, because at the end of the day, there are many of us who struggle in some capacity. And the struggle can feel like you're by yourself. You legitimately feel like everybody else around you is successful. Everybody around you is doing the things and you feel left behind. You feel as if you're not accomplishing the things that you were meant to accomplish. And I'm here to tell you, this is the ebbs and flows of life, but you are not by yourself. And even when you do feel like you're making it, trust me, these feelings could come back and resurface, because that is how life works. So thank you for tuning in. I hope that you find this podcast to be valuable to you. If you find it valuable, can you do me one favor? Well, two. Can you share this podcast episode or any of the other episodes that we have? And can you do a review on whatever platform that you are listening to? Those are two things you can do for free 99, and it is a great way to spread awareness so that we can make the podcast grow. Speaking of growth, I just want to say thank you to everyone who listens. We have hit over 20,000 downloads. I, for whatever reason, just never posted about it. But listen, we have reached it. It is a milestone. It is something to be celebrated. Everything that you accomplish, you should be celebrating. It's the little celebrations that keep you winded, grounded, and ready for more celebrations so that you can do all the things that you are meant to do. There is a reason for you listening to this podcast today. I never take for granted that you are here and using your time to listen, whether you are listening to this while you're having a sit down, drinking your coffee, or whether you're on your bike, getting your workout on, whatever the case may be. I appreciate your presence and I thank you. So on today's podcast, I do want to talk about a few topics. First of all, let's get the biggest situation out of the room. Let's go ahead and talk about Diddy. We have talked about Diddy multiple times on this podcast, in the context of the things that he has been accused of doing. Now, we can't say some of this is alleged. Can't say that, because we have proof. Listen, I just want to say this. I believe Cassie, before the video came out, if you listen to some of these episodes before, I stated, listen, that girl can't be telling no lie. And no one in the industry I've ever seen someone pay out somebody in less than 24 hours. I have yet to see it. I honestly think Diddy is the first that I'm aware of. And if there's somebody else, somebody let me know. So when somebody paid, when he decided to pay her in less than 24 hours, you knew right off the bat he done it. Listen, yes, he has money. He has all these different things. But one thing about people who have money, they're not trying to just give a large chunk of it away just to be given away. And whatever this undisclosed amount that she asked for and she received, it had to be enough for her to say, okay, we can dead this. So the fact that he did that should have been everyone's indication that he had done what that girl said he did. But some people, some of these conspiracy theorists talk about that she's trying to bring down the black man and all these other ridiculous things. Do you believe now? There's an entire video of him kicking Cassie, dragging Cassie, throwing glass vases at Cassie. And again, like everyone has said, I'm sure you've seen everybody's take by now, you could tell she was trying to escape. Cassie has legitimately no shoes on and she's running to get out of the way. It seems as if Diddy was in the shower, the way that he ran with basically just his towel on and everything else swinging in the wind, it looked like she was trying to get away. Here is the thing, and I'm sure you've heard this take as well. If she was getting beat up to the extent outside of the hotel room, what do you think she was doing when she was in the room? What do you think the extent of the injuries were while in that room, while behind a closed door? He has been known to do this in front of other people, meaning security have seen it, and his security people have talked about it. At least one of them has. He's done this around to the fact where her friends are aware of it, her family are aware of it. So this is not something that just dropped out of the sky. So for those who said she was just looking for a paycheck, do you believe her now? Because again, even with whatever she received, that probably is not even enough for the damage that is being done. Now, she has since released a statement saying that she will always be recovering. And she thanks us and all strangers and people that she knows for their love and support and care. But again, to those who questioned it, who thought she just was here to get a check, some folks that's questioning it, it makes me question you. Not her, not Cassie. It makes me question you. You wanted to believe that your savior Diddy was just on the up and up. You just wanted to believe. Why? Because he makes good music? Because he's never, I'm sure, I've never known for any regular person that doesn't have that kind of access to Diddy. If he's not paying your bills, you're not sleeping with him, why wouldn't you believe something that somebody says until proven otherwise? Now, I know we're supposed to do it the other way around. We're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but nobody is just giving free money away. Have you ever given a large sum of money to somebody just randomly, just because, off the strength, because you used to be with them? Do you know how many exes? I don't know. First of all, let's back that up, because that's a lie. I don't have a whole bunch of them, but the exes that I do have, why would I give them a shiny dime? Why would I give them any munties? Why would I do that just because I knew who they were, because I slept with them at one point? Why would I do that? More normal people don't just give out money to be giving out money. So do you believe her now? Why did you believe that your alleged savior, again, you probably haven't even seen this man in concert. You probably have never even paid to go see this man in concert, but you are holding out on faith that this man was telling the truth. I need to have an understanding, because again, I don't question Cassie. I question you. Now think about how much that baby has went through physically, mentally, and emotionally, how much her mental health, do you know how hard much it takes? And here's the other kicker people aren't talking about, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. When you've been in a situation of abuse, now she has to have her, you know, looking over her shoulder, still having to heal from that. And then she has daughters, right? So now she has to begin to try to put some normalcy, because she's going to assume, or at least have that thought in the back of her head, is what if her daughters get into an abusive relationship? But y'all concerned about her getting a check. Why? He didn't come to your door and ask you to help to pay it, right? He didn't say, hey, I need somebody to do a GoFundMe, and you gave towards it, so you have questions. So again, I ask, we're not questioning Cassie. We're questioning you. What in the world made you believe that this couldn't be true? What? Because even if you thought that all the things that we've heard about Diddy was hearsay, even if you thought, and here's the thing, you had to see the situations where his own alleged security officer was giving the tea, giving us the information, telling us, do you know how much security people see? Do you know how much Julian knows about Beyonce? And he's her main, if not only, security person. He is her main security person who has seen her throughout the years. He's been with her a long time. So long, we know his name. We know all about, well, not all about him, but we know him. We've seen him. We could ID him. We know all those things. Do you know how much that man knows? He knows all the things that we couldn't even fathom, right? So do you know how much stuff that the security people who are around Cassie and Diddy know for real? Whether they are signed in NDAs or not, do you know how much they know? And for anyone to come forward and say, I know that this happened, I know that that happened. Again, I ask you, I need to question y'all, those who questioned Cassie. Cassie isn't the person to question. It's you. It's me wondering, what in the actual world would you allow an actual entertainer and throw away wind to common sense? Okay, the second he wrote that check or transferred that money or wired her money or did whatever it is that he did, sis, bruh, He was guilty. No one is giving out free money. Your mama always taught you, I'ma always teach you, ain't nothing free in this world. So if ain't nothing free in this world, why would he give away free money? But yet y'all question Cassie. I need to question you. Something is not quite right. Something is imbalanced in your mind that you would put over your thoughts and love for a entertainer, someone you have no access to, has not paid yet one of your bills, and you are sitting over there going hard in the paint, arguing people down on social media. It seems as if some of y'all don't got nothing to do with your time. Because I run a whole business online and it takes everything in me to keep up with all of these different social media platforms. Dare I say I have time to argue with somebody over somebody I've never met? Over somebody I've never met. I got time to argue. This is when I have to start to question. One, you must not be working. Two, if you are working, you can't be doing a great job at it because you are overly consumed in the social media world. Three, you have to have something going on because, again, you are talking about a person you have no access to. But we have to now question Cassie. Cassie, who got a check right off the bat, soon as she decided to file, all she had to do was file. See, she might have even been going back and forth with him, with her attorney on the scenes, trying to just get it to, you know, have this conversation without filing. But the second that the sister girl filed, money was, here you go. Here you go. He was like, here you go. Okay, let's get this done. Let's go ahead and put these parameters in. Because he can't even mention her name. She probably can't mention his. Like, can we start there? Because again, no one's giving away free money. So for those who question Cassie, I now need to question. I've always needed to question you. It's not even now. I need to always question you. When I started to see the conspiracy theories, I said, Lord Jesus, be a fence. Because some of these folks, are, Lord Jesus, that you have put on this earth, these are still your kids, God. These are your kids, not mine. Your children, Jesus. But I need you to have a conversation with them because they're not hearing too swiftly, Lord. They're not gathering themselves because, again, no one's giving free money. Nobody's just going to sign off and say, yeah, okay, I'm going to sign off because I don't want no beef. Because this is the thing. Had she went to trial, there would have had to have been discovery. Do you realize that in discovery, at some point, we'd have heard probably way worse than what we saw on the video. And so now everybody's like, oh my God, Cassie. And yes, I was saying, oh my God, Cassie, because I believed her, but to see it in film was crazy. But some of y'all naysayers, I pray for you all the time. I got to pray for you because then I wonder, were you abused? Because, you know, some people, when they're abused, when they see other forms of abuse, maybe they just, you know, maybe they have a stone cold heart. I don't know. But next time, let's go ahead and lean in to believe in victims. Do people lie? Because victims don't lie. But do people lie? Meaning that they're not victimized, but they come out and they make these stories and they're looking for a cash grab. Yes. But 95% of the time, if I know for a fact 1000% I ain't put my hands on you, you can go ahead and take me to court and show me the proof that I put my hands on you if I didn't do anything. Right? And especially when I have a huge and have everything to lose. Some of y'all that's arguing and the folks in the comments, you ain't got nothing to lose. Some of y'all don't even have mortgages. And that's not me coming at you. I know it sounds like it is. I know it sounds like a read. And it is a mini read, but it's not to be malicious. I'm trying to tell you, when you don't have nothing to lose, come on now. You do things. But when you have everything to lose, you don't just lose it and give it away just like, here, take it. You fight for it. And when there's no fight, 9 times out of 10, that's all you need to know. So next time, believe women. And this is the thing. There are average, everyday women that are being in this situation every single day. Some of us, not me personally, have seen parents get into fight and maliciousness and all these things have taken place. Listen, this is a real life and death. There are some people who don't recover. For the alleged, we have to say alleged because it hasn't been proven yet, but I still believe it. Let me just say that again. It is alleged. It has not been proven yet, but I still believe that Diddy definitely had something to do with Kim Porter's death. Nobody can convince me. Nobody can. You're going to have to prove it because I'm telling you, in my heart of hearts, I believe he did something to Miss Kim Porter. I know she left off this earth, wouldn't just leave her baby girls like that. And listen, it ain't that many common colds that's just coming out here taking nobody out. And the things that he has been said to have the power to do, and just from the fact that, first of all, the first person who did the autopsy is just allegedly surprisingly dead. Surprise, surprise. They just did. Again, I say, just there's way too many things that's stacking up against. And it is also rumored that P. Diddy has something to do with Biggie. So again, I know that these things are all alleged. These are all things that could be not even true. But again, given the fact that we know the lengths and the strengths, that we know that Diddy has the capabilities, the power, the people that are on the floor, the people who are in the courts, the people that are in the police, he has all this power behind him. At least he did. I don't know how much that power is strong today. These things that are being alleged, I'm going to go ahead and just believe it for now. I'm just going to go ahead and believe him, because I'd rather believe than to disbelieve and looking crazy. I don't want to have egg on my face because I didn't want to believe somebody, because again, nobody's giving away. Nobody's free money. So my heart goes out to Cassie and every last person who this is their actual reality. Do you know how much your mental health has to take a backseat and how much you become tortured? Because you know the things that you see or feel are real, right? But that person convinces you that it's probably you is the reason as to why it happened, or they're telling you all kinds of different things. And I'm telling you, when people get into your head and mess with you, it is debilitating. Whether they're abusing you or not, it is debilitating. So my heart goes out to Cassie and all victims of domestic violence. Every last one. Men too, because y'all do know women, y'all be losing it out here and beating up on these men and then using the women card so that they don't hit you back. Let me repeat that one more time, because there's somebody who's probably waking up and saying, what did she say? Let me say it again. There are women losing themselves out here beating up on a man and then using the women card as to why that man does not hit you back. And that man is too ashamed to tell somebody, because it'll make him look weak because he didn't put his hands up and knock you out. Here's the thing. Violence can happen on anybody from anywhere. It's not just a man thing. It's a person thing. It's a person who has no self-control and is really does hate themselves. However, it does happen to men. So to all victims of domestic violence, I stand with you and pray that you will survive the torment that people don't have any clue that you're going through on the back, and that your mental health and that you would find a way to get strengthened with a plan of safety so that you can get swiftly and carefully away from your abuser. That is my prayer for you. Now, it is about to be summer. We are in the Memorial Day weekend this weekend, so that means it's like the unofficial welcome to the summer, even though summer is on June the 20th. However, the plans are starting to be made, which means people are going to start to fly. They're going to want to start to get out. They're going to take vacations. They're going to put that PTO time in. Let me just talk about a few things. First of all, with PTO, please take it. It's prepare the others. Go ahead and take your PTO, because listen, every job has their stressors and you need some time and some downtime away from that job. And listen, do not let the year come and you haven't taken this time off, because you know, you make every valid excuse. Well, not even valid, but make every excuse as to why you can't. Well, because there's too much. I got this project. I got this and do that. Listen, set a date for that project to be complete, and then set a day after. Go ahead and put your time in for that, so that you can get up out of there. It doesn't matter if you go home and sleep for a week. It doesn't matter if you take an actual trip, a staycation. I don't care what you do. I need you to take vacation. And I know that vacations happen all year round. So before people are like, oh my God, I travel more just in the summertime, pump your brakes. We're only talking about the official travel time, because most people, because they have families, they travel in the summer when kids are not in school. So let's go ahead and get back to that thought process. Okay. Yes, you can travel all year. I travel all year as well. However, with it being the unofficial start to summer, people are going to travel more. Here's a few things that you're going to want to do when it comes to taking care of yourself and for summer mindfulness. First of all, take that PTO, put it in, put the request in, take it. And don't allow nobody to call you on no vacation. When they call you, unless you are the owner and the building is literally falling down, the people can handle it. Here's the test. Have you made sure that the people can handle your situations while you're not there? And if you're a regular employee, I don't even let folks, don't let nobody call you. Just they're not allowed to call you during your vacation. And if you need to set that standard, because if you let it happen once and twice, every time you go somewhere, somebody will be hitting you up. And you know what that does? It eliminates your ability to have self-care. It eliminates your ability to truly rest and rest your mind, rest your thoughts, because your head and your mind and your space is racing. So go ahead and put that PTO in and plan to prepare the others and make sure that you take your time. Another summer mindfulness tip, as we're going into the unofficial summer time, is to make sure that you include rest. Here's how I This is how I do it. In the summertime, we tend to want to eat out more, or we cook out more and things like that. And listen, no matter what, even with central air like I have, your house can get pretty hot. So my husband and I, we have like either we use our indoor grill most of the time. But we have an indoor grill. You can use your outdoor grill. It's whatever you choose. We have an indoor grill, a big one, like a little cute little big one, but it's cute. Anywho, so we take and we clean a bunch of meats and we season them up a bunch of meats, and then we just grill it. We just start grilling a bunch of meats, like maybe on a Sunday. And so that becomes our Sunday dinner, and we start to grill up. Now I don't eat it, but they do. So we grill up a bunch of stuff, and as we're grilling up things, we're planning that food to be for the week. So we make a bunch of stuff. So that's why I say indoor, outdoor grill, whatever you choose. And we make a bunch of stuff. We put it in some containers, and that becomes the food for the week. The reason why I say that is because, again, you still got to eat, right? You still got to find a way to eat in the summertime. You get a little more hot. You want to eat a little lighter, but you have to find some hearty meals, especially if y'all plan to be on Cocktail Central. You got to make sure you have all of the things. So that's what I suggest. I do meal prepping by doing it by grilling. Grilling is a great way to do it because, again, you know that you're going to get that grill feeling, which we all love in the summertime, and you know that your meals are set. Then all you got to do is put a little pasta salad together, a little macaroni salad, whatever you want to put together as a side, you're good to go. I mean, I already meal prep sort of kind of like that without the grill because I use my ovens and my air fryer, and I start making a bunch of stuff anyway. And so all I'm doing is transporting from one thing into another. So either who, I am suggesting that you do that because, again, meal prep is helpful because it makes sure that you know you have food so that you don't have to go out and spend your money. Because listen, summer can be expensive. Every time somebody wants me for a cocktail, that's a good $30 to $40 every single time. Because I mean, two drinks is what, $20? If you get a good $10 drink, I usually never do. It's usually 15 or 20. So it could be a little bit more. Plus, you got to tip your bartender. So every time you head out that door, it's going to cost money. So I would highly suggest you go ahead and bring a couple of the alcohol bottles that you do like. Bring them on in the house and learn how to be a good mixologist. Yes, go out with your friends and all that stuff, but put yourself on a budget because I'm telling you, summer gets real expensive. Pool time, drinks, all kinds of stuff, socialization. It becomes expensive in the summer. So set a budget, set a budget, set a budget, set a budget. And I get it. You're going to have to tell some people, I'm sorry, I can't go out this week. I'm on a budget. Or, hey, I just can't go out this week. No explanation needed because you know no is a full stop. Okay. But when it comes to travel, especially when you're on the airways, it can be stressful because if you love to travel, but you also get anxiety like I do, here is a few things that I do. First of all, I do not pack last minute because that incites travel anxiety. I do maybe add a couple of toiletries in at the last minute, like my makeup bag, because obviously I use my makeup throughout the week, but it's very limited things to place in a bag. So I will pack things ahead of time, weeks in advance, or at least 1 week in advance. That way I know that I have everything that I need. I have a master list. I scratch everything off that I've already packed. And again, it helps me to slow pack, which helps to bring my anxiety down. Always make sure that you charge all the things and have your suitcase by wherever you're charging things. That way you won't forget the charger cords, the blocks, all the things. Set your suitcase right next to it, and you know you're not going to leave it out your clothes, so therefore you'll grab all the things. Make sure you put all your snacks, whatever you need, and pack it up the week before, and definitely the night before. Have everything set out. Have your airport outfit. I do believe in a good airport outfit. And of course, your pillow. Make sure that you also, if you have whatever medication, you have all of those things set, because sometimes you're so in a rush, you just don't remember all the things. That's why that master list is clutch. You need a good master list. Here's another thing. Make sure that you get to the airport in the time that you need. For instance, my husband and I travel differently. I need to be at the airport at the 2 hours that they say that you need to be at the airport. He can be at the airport 30 minutes before and he would never stress. That is not how I travel. So when we travel together, he does lean into traveling my way only because he knows that if I'm more calm and more settled, it'll make our situation a lot better. And when we travel with the kids, we definitely do the 2 hours, if not a little bit more before, because we want to make sure that the kids get through security, we get through security, and then we have time to sit and eat. I always try to have a meal before I go, as well as going to the bathroom and sometimes having a cocktail if it makes sense. And I do all that before I travel. It is important to me to feel relaxed. It makes me feel good, whether I'm traveling for business or vacation. I do it the same exact way because I don't want to be floundering. The one time I traveled one time and I was at my gate, I was doing all the things. It was my first time traveling since I had the kids. And it was like my mommy vacation. And I'm at the gate and I'm listening to music and I'm grooving and I was relaxed. I did all of my things I normally do and they changed the gate. And of course, I didn't sign up for text messaging at the time. I didn't have all those different things. And I started looking around. There was nobody there. And I was like, what the heck's happening? So I had to run like hell to get to the gate. I was legitimately the last person to get on the flight. So whatever you sign up and you pay for your tickets, always elect to put your cell phone number as something that they can text if there's any type of changes. Also, you know, I didn't do what I needed to do that time to pull up the airport information so that if there is a gate change, then I'm fully aware and I don't have to run like hell like I did this last time. Well, last time meaning a couple years ago. And that also will help and save your anxiety. Get a good night's sleep. I get it. When you're about to travel, you start to think about all the things. You start to think about your bags. You start thinking about why you're going. Do you have everything for that trip? Your mind just is racing a lot, but I want you to try to get enough sleep. The only time that I've ever traveled that I didn't feel like I got enough rest is when we went to Disney last year. We went to Disney last year, taking all three kids on a flight. And just because the fact that even though I literally had packed my kids and myself weeks before, I went back over the bags one last time and that sent me down a tailspin. This is why I say don't do that. I'm not going to do that again. Next time we go to travel on a plane together, I'm going to trust in the fact that my master list is going to be there to be successful and to remember at the end of the day, this is why you always travel with extra money. If you do need something, I'm just going to purchase it. So that is where I'm at with anxiety with travel. But there's a couple things that you do not want to do. There was a young lady this week. The video came out this week. Not sure when the situation happened where she was sitting at the point of the plane. I guess it's where is the emergency exits by the wings. And anybody who's ever sat there knows that they will ask you, hey, are you capable? And understand that by sitting here, you have to help other people get out of this plane safely. And you're supposed to answer with yes. They will ask you, do you understand? You're supposed to answer yes. Well, this young lady thought it would be a good jokety joke to say, I'm only saving myself. But then later on said, I'll save everybody. Well, the joke is the thing is that don't nobody have time to joke with you on no plane. Let me repeat that again. Listen, we are finally outside after sitting for 2 to 3 years, not being able to go nowhere. And you getting on the plane, knowing that they're going to ask you this very important question. And you want to joking around, talk, mom, you're going to save yourself. So sister girl, the flight attendant was not hearing that. You know, again, they're trying to get everybody accounted for and make sure she's done her due justice to make sure that if this plane, something happens, that she has capable people to help and assist because she can't do it all. Right. And this woman started to make it a joke. Well, the joke was on her because they called security. First of all, they tried to get her to just get off the plane and she wouldn't do it. So then they escorted her off with police escort as she went to jail. And you already know that once they get you off that plane, you're going to be on the no-fly list. So you thought your joke was funny enough for you to get on the no-fly list? I honestly don't know. I don't know. And even though I say that I enjoy a cocktail before flights, let me just also say with everything is moderation. Even with your regular life, you should not be so drunk every single night that you don't know what's going on in your world, right? I would never encourage that. And especially if you're on any mental health meds, you need to be adhering to what those mental health meds said. If they say don't mix it with alcohol, friend, don't mix that mess with no alcohol. But I'm starting to convince myself that some of y'all are so, I'm on vacation, so I'm going to do what I want to do. Baby, get to the location before you start tearing it up and turning up. So that means if you're on a flight to go where you have to go, okay, your glass of wine, you know, a little mimosa, a little cocktail before you go on the flight, maybe that'll help you sleep. I know it does for me. Okay, cool. But some of y'all are getting pissy drunk and then getting on these flights and acting a fool and then having these fights recorded. Listen, everybody got a cell phone. Even these children got phones. So stop acting a fool because once you get on that no-fly list, it's a no-fly. Meaning it doesn't matter what airline you get on, international or in the States. You ain't going nowhere. You're going to be in the car. You're going to be on a train. You may be on a bus, but you will not be on the friendly air sky. So it's not worth it. That young lady got arrested and I know she's got to be on the no fly list. Cause again, all that could have been avoided. Stop making jokes in these situations because folks are trying to do their job. They're trying to get you from point A to point B safely without any harm and danger. Don't joke around. So you get on them planes, you act like you got some sense. You know you can't hold your liquor? Don't even have none. You can't hold your liquor? Don't have none. Because if you have to have one and then it's like, well, if I can't have just one, this is not potato chips. These are not potato chips. You can just have one. You can. And if you can't exercise that much caution to only have that one, so you're not in the air doing like she's doing, you don't need to have none. Just wait till you get to where you got to go. So when you get there, you can get put out. But don't get put out on nobody's plane, because the second you do, that no air fly list is serious. You ain't going nowhere. So all them vacations, all them little islands you wanted to visit to, unless you got a paddle boat, you ain't getting there. Now let's talk about a little bit of mental health and wellness, because you know that's what we do every episode in some form. Have you ever wanted to fire your therapist? I've talked about changing your therapist, and a lot of times a change doesn't always have to be because you're not compatible with your therapist. Sometimes for me, it's always been an insurance issue. If my insurance changes and then God forbid they don't take it and then it's more money out of pocket and I'm trying to save my coins but also get my mental health together, I may decide to change a therapist. A therapist may decide to leave a practice. There's 1,001 ways, but have you ever wanted to fire your therapist? Lean in. This week was the first time I wanted to fire my therapist. Now, in true faith, I'm really not talking about really firing them. But I felt that, oh my God, I'm being challenged to the nth degree. Listen, therapy is not all, roses. It's sometimes difficult. It's challenging. And this is probably the first time that any of my therapists have ever challenged me to the point where I was like, I don't know if I want to continue, because it becomes a lot. Now, this week every week that I've had this therapist has been challenging, right? Every time I've left, when I'm done with this therapist, I'm usually angry, crying, emotional, and not at him. It's a him for those who are wondering. It's a him. And it's not that I'm mad or angry or frustrated with him. I'm usually angry, frustrated, or upset about the situation, right? And every week it's been increasing. But this past week, my God, after the therapy session, I went upstairs. I do therapy in the office down here and right where I'm recording in the office. And when I got done, when I got done, I didn't even move. When I first got done, I just sat here at the computer and I just looked at it. I was crying and trying to get myself together. So I was like, okay, let me clean myself up. Let me go upstairs. I went upstairs and it's like, as soon as I was crying, I was upset. Then I got to the steps and I started getting angry. And so I just went on the couch, put my Snuggie or my, what is it? Yeah, my Snuggie on and my Comfy. That's what I was about to say. It's not a Snuggie. It's a Comfy. It's so warm. So I put my Comfy on, which I actually had on during therapy, which I sometimes do, one, because it's a little colder in my basement, even with central air. I don't know what it is, but like if it's hot, it's hot. If it's cold, it's cold. But it was cold. And I put that on to stay warm. But then it always becomes, like a, almost like a comfort. So that's kind of why I wear it too. So anywho, I had it on. I go upstairs. I put on a gospel music artist, which is usually Fred Hammond. This time I put on Mender of Broken Hearts. Those who have ever heard Fred Hammond, they know that song. For me, at least for me, it's very comforting. It doesn't mean that I was going through a heartbreak or anything. It was just that's just how I felt. So I put that song on. It's one of my safe songs that I put on when I'm having an emotional issue. I put that song on and I felt comforted. I had my Comfy, not my Snuggie. And I literally got on that couch, and when I tell you I was sleeping seconds, I woke up, my ear pods was on the floor, my laptop was behind my head, and I'm on the couch, very much warm because of that Comfy though, but that's how I felt, and I was like, my God, this man literally ripped me apart in therapy, in a good way, I know at the end of the day, when everything is said and done, and when the smoke clears, that I will be a better person for it. Now, I may not look the same, I'm not going to be the same. It's going to change me. It's going to change the lives of my family. I know this. It is, then that's the hardest part of all this, but I know that it's worth it. And so, yeah. Have you ever wanted to fire your therapist? Will I fire him? No, absolutely not. I think this is probably one of the best therapists that I've had, even though, again, every time I talk with him, I just get more and more challenged. The homework assignments that he gives me are becoming more and more harder. This week's assignment is becoming the hardest. This week, I'm supposed to imagine what my life would be like if I wasn't like with my husband and just had the kids, or what my life would look like with just like removing certain aspects of it. I only mention him because that's like one of the biggest parts of moving him out and then looking at life from that perspective and then moving some other things around and seeing how that perspective would look. That's a hard one for me. So that's my assignment for this week. And I'm very nervous because it's like hard it's hard to imagine that, right? It's hard to imagine that and the implications of all of those things. So y'all just send a prayer for your girl because therapy has been kicking my butt. But a lot of it is to learn how to become self-sufficient, making sure that I'm emotionally self-sufficient and not dependent upon my husband or anybody else to make me stronger, to make me anything, to make sure that I can stand in my own skin and my own 2 feet. And I understand that. But child, the way that these assignments is going, they are kicking my butt. However, if you have ever thought about going to therapy and you're saying to yourself, listen, I know I should be at therapy, I just don't know how to do it. I'm going to put the link in the bio, one of my blogs, where it literally gives you a step-by-step on what to do, what to ask, and all the things. And doing therapy now is a lot more easier than it was. If you have employee assistance program, which is EAP, I would highly encourage you going through them. One, because they already know what your health insurance is, so that can kind of kick in after your free sessions. Most jobs are giving it between 3 and 6 free sessions per situation. So you might want to consider doing it that way. If you have a job, I honestly am going to 100% tell you to go EAP. Do it EAP first. That way you already get connected to someone. If you don't have EAP and you have any state insurance for whatever state that you're in, then I want you to call the back of the number on the back of your insurance card and start from there. They can give you a list of people that will take your insurance. Another place to start is with your family doctor. You need to also be talking mental health with your family doctor. You should be telling your doctor, hey, a lot of times I'm finding myself asleep. I'm not able to get up. I find myself, you know, not feeling my best. I find that my anxiety has increased. I don't like that. There's a lot of activities that I love to do, but I no longer want to do. And every doctor should be screening it, but we know that's not the case. My doctor is just one of those holistic doctors. And so they ask me every single time. I have to go through a series of questions for them to gauge. And then after I answer, they don't just let me answer and just let it go. We actually have full conversations about mental health and wellness and where I am mentally. And it's not just because I have a history of, you know, mental health, but it's because that is something that they put into practice for every patient. You may not be fortunate to have a doctor that does that, so I'm telling you to bring it up. Here's the place that you don't need to lie at, okay? You can lie to a priest, even though you shouldn't lie to a priest. I'm not encouraging you to. You can lie to another person or people, but you should never be lying to your doctor. You have nothing to lose by being honest with your doctor. And that's the one place you should be very honest with. If you have multiple sexual partners and they ask you, go ahead and tell that truth. If you're having a headache and they ask you, go ahead and tell that truth. Withholding information from your doctor is not helping you because they have no focal point on where they can help you. So if you go in and you're telling them, I'm having some mental health issues, these are the things that are going on, it is their due diligence to try to help you. They may have someone that they can refer you to that they feel is a great help to you, or they feel it could be. I want you to take that advice. So you can either go through it by one EAP. You can call the number on the back of your insurance. You can go online because you have BetterHelp that will do the same thing. If you go on BetterHelp, they may be able to accept your insurance. You can start with there. And I say BetterHelp because it's one of those places that we know for sure has the ability to get you in and do all the things. So those are some suggestions. I'm going to keep a link in the bio for you to look at other ways to get your mental health under control when it comes to therapy. But yes, therapy is not as cutesy as everybody wants to make it. It's not cutesy as everybody makes it sound. So yes, we're in these streets. It's almost the official summertime. Let's be careful this particular weekend because you know them cops is out there ready to get their coin. And why I say that is because a lot of people do a lot of drinking and they do a lot of driving, and I'm encouraging you not to do either. Do not drink. Well, I'm encouraging you to do them not together. You can drink, but don't drink and drive. So I'm asking you to keep that in mind. And also keep in mind, these police are waiting to get their quota. So don't let them come for you. Don't let them come for your coin. Make sure that you take care of yourself. Make sure that you do the things that are necessary. Uber is out here. Utilize it. We didn't have Uber back in when I turned 21. I think we just had to use a taxi or have a friend. So now that we have things like Uber and Lyft and all these other different places, I want you to use them and use them well. Also, just put yourself in a better position to also not be just getting pissy drunk while you're out. Listen, I get it. We hanging out with our friends. We outside. but I want us to be outside responsibly. Don't put yourself in a position where you have to have somebody, you know, wonder if you're going to make it to get home. Because a lot of times, especially for women, when you're in these high drunk situations, you can become a victim of chance and circumstance. And I don't want that for you. It's a shame I even have to say that, but we as women already know that that's just how it works, unfortunately for us. So take care of yourself this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend here in Philadelphia. There's a lot of things to do. And in the link in the bio, I'm going to make sure that I include a link that for this particular Friday recap on the blog that I am a blogger too. It will have some things that you can do here in the city of Philadelphia so that you can be and live your best life and have a great weekend. There's a couple of free things to do. There's some things for kids. There's some things for just the 21 and up crowd. There's a lot of things to do. I say that with a grain of salt because you may just want to say, I don't want to do nothing. And guess what? I'm here for that. For those that are going to be seeing the Kevin Ross show here in Philadelphia, I know it's going to be amazing. Cannot wait, cannot wait, cannot wait. I am so excited. Now, for the rest of us, who again, please find something that you can do that is going to replenish your cup, something that's going to fill you up. The reason why I say that is because sometimes we let these weekends, especially these long weekends, come and go, and then we find that we've done nothing for ourselves. We find that we're stressed out because we're doing all these things like, you know, doing all those running around and doing Target and trying to replenish products in our house and do laundry like I've done and all these different things. I want us to find at least one activity that can make us smile, whether it's reading a book, taking a nap, sleeping in. Listen, the power of sleeping in. I'm so grateful that my kids have, you know, off this weekend because that means there's no basketball. There's none of that. We get to finally relax and I'm excited for it. So I want y'all to take a full advantage of your time and make sure you have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in to Conversations with Toy. Again, we talked about mental health on this episode. We talked about P. Diddy and about believing abuser, people who have been abused. We want you to believe them. And we also want you to utilize common sense when you're traveling. Make sure you take care of yourself, your mental health and your anxiety by doing certain things to prep before you leave. Make sure you don't get on the no-fly zone because as the summer starts to heat up, as we are in the no official summer welcome, I don't want anybody to be having to drive every last place that they want to go. Listen, I love a good road trip like the next person. And today is actual National Road Trip Day. So I'm all about road tripping. But even with all the road trips in the world, I want it to be my choice, not because I can't. I love the fly, personally. I really do. As much as it is scary, as much as it is, you know, you never know what's going to happen because you can't control all things, I do like to look at the windows. I always get a window seat. It's mandatory for me. If I'm flying, I'm going to look for a window seat. Now, I have never allowed it to be something that, like, if there's the only one seat and it's not a window, like, I'm not going to be like, well, I'm not taking this flight, especially if the money is right, I'm going to do it. But 98% of the time, I'm going to be in a window seat. I want to see the world. I want to see the clouds. I want to see all the things. And so I'm going to do so. But I'm also going to take care of myself. I'm going to get there 2 hours ahead for me because that's what it takes for me. I'm also going to have a meal. I'm going to try to sleep. I'm going to try to pack everything a week or so before because I want to be able to enjoy my time, whether it's for business, whether it's for pleasure and vacation, whether it's by myself with my husband or with the kids. I am going to practice my own mental health and self-care that's going to allow me to enjoy the things that I am trying to do. And I'm hoping that for you. May is still Mental Health Awareness Month, so I want you to make sure that you take the time out to recognize that it is okay to be okay, but it's also okay to get help. While you're not, you may make up one day and you're like, you know, I'm just not feeling it. We all have those days. So if you're beating yourself up because you woke up this morning or you woke up yesterday or you woke up sometime in this month and you just were just not all there together, please understand I have those days as well. Yes, I have those days and have had those days. I just told you about falling asleep and angry on the couch from therapy. It's just a part of life. But what I do know is that when you're getting even to your lowest moment, there is some other place to go, and that's up, not down. And I know that it feels like life is taking you down, 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 down to the point where you feel like you're broken. But I want you to understand broken things can be fixed and you can be beautifully flawed. Because that's what I feel like I am every single day. I'm beautifully flawed. And it took me a long time to be able to get to that point without making it seem like, woe is me and my life sucks and I made these bad choices. Listen, let's go ahead and acknowledge it. Your life may suck right now. You may feel that way. And it may be even that way. You may feel like you've made bad decisions. I am the queen of making bad decisions, and especially in my 20s. Oh my God, I was out here really doing the most and for no reason. And then when I look back on it now, I'm like, girl, why? For why? Why you do that? But I can't go back. I can't go back in time and change that, because going back in time to change that may not even give me the family that I have now. And so my life is where it's supposed to be, because eventually you will level out as long as you do the work. What is doing the work? That means taking accountability and also finding better ways to utilize your time and space. That means being accountable and doing things differently, leaning in and taking good advice, sound advice from people who have your best interests in mind. That also may mean to eliminate a little people, a couple of people from your crew. I've had to do that as well. Whatever it takes, I want you to take care of you and make sure that you take care of the things that concern you, but also find something this weekend to really replenish that cup. Don't go to work on Tuesday and be like, I ain't do nothing, if you wanted to do something. And if you're waiting for a crew of people to do stuff with, let me just encourage you in 2024. It's beautiful to have a crew, but I'm not missing out on opportunities because people don't want to go. If you put it in a group chat and nobody's moving on it and they just kind of give you the hem and ha, take the lesson. They don't want to go. But you go ahead and book your stuff. You go have a good time. I have taken solo trips and I have been in love with them every single time. I try to do as many as I possibly can, because it's something about being by yourself, not sharing a snack, not having to share your time. You can get up when you want, lay by the pool when you want, not do a damn thing when you don't want to do it. All of these things are beautiful when you take a solo trip. So please, if you have friends that are in the group chat talking about what they would have, should have, could have done, and they ain't done it yet, go ahead and book it yourself. Go ahead and book it. And yes, nobody wants to eat by themselves, but sis, go to that bar and sit down and eat. Have a good time. You never know who you're going to meet while you're in there. You will meet all kind of people, and not just people who want to talk to you and holler at you and all that other stuff, unless you're looking. But for most of us, we just want to have a good time. We want to enjoy a new meal. We want to go to a new restaurant and people be acting funny, acting like they don't got no money. All of a sudden you see them balling out of control, and then when you ask them to do something, they just all of a sudden they're broke. Go ahead and book it yourself. Go ahead and do it. You can do it. I believe in you. It can be done. Have the most amazing weekend this weekend and a great week. We will be back next Friday with Conversations with Toy. I am so elated. Thank you for 20K over, well, technically over 20K. I just didn't get a chance to report it, but I will today. Thank you so much for the listens, the shares, the reviews, everything. But remember two things. Share this episode and then make sure you review on whatever platform you are listening to. I adore you. Thank you so much. Remember, you are seen, you are loved, you are worthy, you are worthy. Have the most amazing weekend and week. And we'll be back next Friday, Lord's will, for Conversations with Toy.
Thank you as always for joining me. And I know that even in the deepest or joyful conversations, that there's something we can learn and apply. Until next time, I hope that you are doing better. If not, we will be back to talk some more and handle it. Peace to you and yours. Stay grounded.